Our stories make us who we are.
My parents are both immigrants from the Philippines.
Grandfather and great-grandfather were actually the first in my family to come. They were greeted with signs that said positively no Filipinos allowed.
I came to Chicago in 1992, and I was looking for a better life, better opportunities.
So I came to the United States when I was 15. I came because my parents wanted for me to study.
You know, America is made up of many immigrants. You know, we thrive and succeed.
The Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights was founded after the legalization of 1986.
Has been a statewide coalition working at the national level, state level, and local level.
For the last 8 years or so, I've been very involved at the state level, promoting statewide legislation that is pro-immigrant and immigrant-friendly.
You know, it's not just what is good for the Chinese community or the Asian community, but what is good for the whole immigrant population.
Different languages, religions, and nationalities.
Not just for the Irish that are undocumented, but for all immigrants, and those include Latinos, Africans, Asians.
All fighting together for the same common goal to make sure that immigrant voices are heard and respected.
ICIRR helps tens of thousands of immigrants in Illinois to become citizens, register to vote, and to find the help that their families need. ICIRR develops leaders within immigrant communities to tell their stories and the stories of their communities.
And we've had great successes with the DREAM Act in Illinois, as well as the TVDLs, the temporary visitor driver's licenses.
As every other undocumented person that drives, always with the fear. I like to acknowledge ICER because they have done great campaigns. It was like a big step, actually like life-changing.
The biggest challenge before DACA was the uncertainty of not having the proper documentation, first of all, to study or to work. My message for ICER is to continue providing this space for people like myself to fight for their rights.
The impact that it has nationally as well as at the state level is monumental.
What we all have in common is that of the American dream.
Immigration reform is not a question of if, but when.
When we are successful as an immigrant population, the whole city is successful.
So our communities are counting on us to get the job done, and that's what we're going to continue to do.
ICER, the acronym for Illinois Coalition of Immigrant and Refugee Rights, works statewide on legislative and policy initiatives. When CU Immigration Forum, which is the organization that I'm now part of, first started, ICER was a steady partner in aiding them to advocate for an end to a federal initiative which encouraged states and local law enforcement to participate in immigration enforcement, something we now have a law against in Illinois. And they spearheaded and helped organizations like ours to enable undocumented immigrants to get driver's licenses, which makes us all safer. Also, still working on getting a pathway to legalization for DACA recipients. DACA is Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, and those are people who came as children to the United States but do not have status. This gives them a reprieve, but not a permanent solution. And then a comprehensive immigration forum is something that they and we have been working on together for a long time. So basically, they collaborate with CU Immigration Forum and other organizations around the state to make us all more effective in our advocacy of immigrants. Thank you.